Tom, how was the summer?
Baruch Hashem, very, very nice. How was yours?
Baruch Hashem, good. Very good.
Okay. We're holding a middle, I think, by Oyev Shalom and Rodev Shalom, I believe. And I'm holding Masha'am, Oyev Shalom and Rodev Shalom, on the word Rodev Shalom.
Right.
We spoke about Aaron HaKoyen and why it's Miuchat Aaron HaKoyen, why this is his darg and so on. The next thing is Rodev Shalom. What's the part of Rodev Shalom? Pirish. Oyev Shaloyev Machlokes Ben Anashim. Now, Oyev Shalom means he likes the state of Shalom, which means that he makes sure, tries very hard, there should not be any Machlokes by people. But Rodev Shalom Shimbo Machlokes, Yerdov Lasas Shalom. If Machlokes does come, he does his best to try to make Shalom. So he's going to concentrate over here. Why is it that the Lashon of Rodef is miyuchet to it? What kind of Lashon is to be Rodef Shalom? V'sham tzarech redifa achei machzois l'shalim. You need redifa machzois l'shalim. These are two pshatim. One, kiderech ne'odom kashe nechzu machleikes os kol echad misrachek min chaver betachas harchaka. V'dover shomuruch v'tzor difa achra. But the tef of machleikes is, for instance, let's say I make a hole in the wall. So there's a hole in a certain place. There are sometimes a type of wall or a type of hole that it keeps spreading all over. L'chura machlokas could have been, I have an argument about a certain point. You did this, I think it's right. I think it's not right, you think it's right. And we're arguing about a certain nekuda, a certain point. The teva machlokas is not like that. The teva machlokas is that it takes on a dynamic and it spreads all over. So that's why it needs redifa, because it's not something that's local, it's something that it spreads, and the teva is it takes on a momentum of its own. You run after something. If something is standing in one place, you don't have to run after it. You walk over at whatever pace, and you take it. But when something is when something is in motion, you have to run after it. So the machlokas is something that creates a certain motion, and you have to run after it. And that's why you have to be run after it, because it took on it machlokas rolls, it keeps rolling. Two. The idea is by davar zeh, masha omef hashalom b'chol makom redifa dafka, v'dava muflig mashenikra Hashem shalom. Shalom is, there's another Indian why it's called, why you need redifa, why it's dafka al yedei redifa, because it's something which is, because Hashem is shalom, called shalom, v'asalem shalom beis hamerchetz, because it's Shem Hashem. Shemizet tireh ki ha-shalom hu inyan kodesh al ha-koil. You see that shalom is something which is bigger than everything is the right word here, as much as it's above everything else. Ki inyan kodesh al ha-koil. V'lachein hu davar she'enem mitzad olam hazeh. I want to talk a little about this and be masbir a bit. A little bit in the Sivah Shalom, he also talks about it. I mean, is it masbir more what we're going to say in the Sivah Shalom? But the Pashup Shad is, Shalom is, Godla Shalom is, because Shalom is a very important thing, it's a good thing, it's a chashiva thing, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls Shalom because he likes Shalom. I mean, that's the very shetristic pshat. There's a much deeper pshat in it. And let's give a marshal. Let's say I'm working in a firm. I am an employee. So I get hired in the department of research and development. So my understanding of the matzav is that the more money you put into research and development, the better and bigger product you get, and you make a lot more revach. And I will fight for a budget for that. The same thing in a government. If I work in the Ministry of Education, I know that education is very important for chulu v'chulu, and I'll fight for anything for getting the money, the funding, and so on. The person who works in the marketing department knows that you sell by how much advertisement you do and how much you get the product out in the street and entice people to buying it, and he will fight every single drop to get that in place. Now, at this point, each one is in total conflict with the other. As nice guys as they are, I mean, they can be nice guys, they can be not nice guys, at the end of the day, they are the etzim at loggerheads. And more than anything, it doesn't have any real resolution. There is no resolution. If I'm in charge of the marketing and you're in charge of the research and development, then each one of us is Zemekulashali. I mean, I can be a nice guy, but there is no resolution within my world and no resolution within your world. The person who is the owner and his mahalach is to make a profit and not to bring out new products or to market them, but the bottom line is a profit, so then he balances the two and he says, in terms of profit, X amount of investment to X amount of advertisement is the best formula for getting a profit. The person who's working as a research, in the world of research, that's all there exists, is the research, and there is no other mahalach. If you want me, you hired me to bring up new products and exciting products and good products, so that's that. Anything else is going to be, is not, as Bateris, a scientist, Bateris, a worker here, Bateris, at the end of the year, when I'm going to be held accountable for how much was developed and researched here, I'm going to pay a din kefi. My salary and work here is going to be totally very much in the amount of products we produced. So I better produce some really good stuff. You are going to be judged by how much you were able to get people to buy the stuff. That's a whole different mahalach, and that's going to be your judgment. And each one of us is going to have to stand in judgment only for his thing, and that's all that counts, that's all there is. In the world, every single niver in the world is every single niver in the world is a chelek. Every single niver in the world is a part of the picture. Being a part of the picture, bal karchach, he can only see his part. And Shevet Zvulun sees the maila of being a Zvulun de Kiyit. There is no mahalach in Zvulun of Yisachar, except that he understands that it's a godless of Yisachar. But the Shevet Levi sees Levi, Kahuna sees Kahuna, and so on and so forth. Now, in terms of machlokas, that is where chalukas is, and there is nothing in this world that is not chaluk. And b'meila, the whole world is at loggerheads with each other. Every piece is at loggerheads. The mitzad sheni, the only place where a person can say that the entire picture as a whole is seen is by Kadosh Baruch Hu. So it's the pshat, it is correct to say that within this world there is no shalom from within. The only way there's shalom is when the tfisa is that I'm part of something much bigger. That tfisa is a tfisa that does not exist within the Bria. It's only a Kadosh Baruch Hu's a tfisa. And not the Pshat HaKadosh Baruch Hu has better midas. It's a hard midah, and only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can produce on. It means be'etzem mitzad the metzias around. The only place that shalom exists is from lemaila, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Shalom, because it's like saying Hashem is Echad. Being that, it's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Racham and a Chanan, but that's not Mitzad being HaKadosh Baruch Hu. People are also Rachmanim and Gomri Chassadim. They're a little Gomri Chassadim, a little Rachman HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a big Racham HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a big Gomri Chassad, but those are all relative in Yanim. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, these are all things that are there, and you know, in Chesed and so on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is much greater. In Sholem, it only exists mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, it's the only way a person can really be b'sholem. A person can live b'pshara with another person, but to be really b'sholem is only when he has that type of cook.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
I mean, why is this not shaykh by any malchus? I mean, if you have the melech who's ma'achid the am and all of the chalakim are misbatal class of the melech.
The answer is yes. Every malchus is be'etzem a nekuda of that. Yes, you're 100% right. Every malchus is a ze'er anpin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's achdus. And that's why a melech, malchus in the world is Lev Melachim B'Sarim Yad Hashem, is because every malchus in the world draws its mitzias from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a melech. Malchus is not innate to the world. Let's take a look. Why is it people can be very, very nice, and people can be nicer, people can be good people and better people. The amount of kings in the world that were good, you could count on a half a finger that was sliced off by a king. I mean, history has very few kings that were good kings. And the answer is because the musik that my job is to be makif the entire mitzvah is a madrega al yoyna b'yoyse. So an Akum or even Yisrael that you know, who's not Medaga, that becomes a Melech. So he basically can only see it from the vantage point of what's in it for me. There is no other way for him to inherit, and then he becomes a corrupt Melech. You know, you ask yourself, I mean, Halidavahu, Africa is such a churm, and everyone there lights terrestrials. Why hasn't one person of all those Aniyim and Peruim got up and said, you know, the terrorists is because it's a madriga of it. Good-heartedness is a dagger that shines to human beings. Malchus is a dagger that's a me'ein of Hashem, and that's why, I mean, Rosh Hashanah, we are moving towards Rosh Hashanah. The knage of Malchus in Rosh Hashanah and the knage of Hashem Echad, that Shema Yisrael Hashem Ekein Hashem Echad, is a type of malchus, is something that is very, very in the heart of what malchus is all about. Understanding that it's all bits and pieces of a puzzle is a deher both of Hashem Echad and of malchus, and it's a very tough one. It's not at all an easy deher. The same way as understanding Hashem Echad is an incredibly difficult to hear, because you're talking about the whole Metzias as a whole. The same way this Indian is a very incredibly difficult to hear.
Mm.
So the this Deher over here is the Deher of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Sholem, being Melech HaSholem, Shasholem Shlo, is something which is it's Einoi Mitzad Olam Hazeh. Mitzad Olam Hazeh, which is the world of Chalakim, it doesn't make a difference. Let's aim it on it with another Nekuda. And it's a hard one. At the end mean, I was actually sitting with a group of boys, or there was some sort of Kirov camp, whatever, and they had frum kids, and they had, you know, they had very Yeshivish kids, and they had very, and they had kids of, you know, that they would be Makarov off the street. So they asked, I mean, what's a person's purpose in the world? I don't know, something along those lines, or what does a person work for? Something of that nature. And, you know, a frum kid answered that, you know, to bring glory to Hashem and so on and so forth. I told him, you know, that answer I don't find satisfying. Because at the end of the day, I do everything for myself. At the end of the day, the only thing that can motivate me is because I have a rutzen to do that. It's a certain milui of a person's rutzen. So in Ben Adam Lamakoim, a person declares himself as being somebody whose kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is his atzmius. So a person can actually do lishma for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, including himself in the picture. In other words, I'm a chelik l'kai mimal. Whatever is shayach to ruchnius is be'etzem shayach. You know, is be'etzem me. I become greater because of ruchnius, and you know, being an eved nemet HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the klul teferes bereish nesata. That's something that I can deher very well. The Chazon Ish said once. He writes it as Amunah Bitachon, that a real Bal Chesed, the real Bal Chnasas Orachim, is somebody who, when he goes to invite somebody for Shabbos, and then he hears that the person already has somebody who has him for Shabbos, he's happy with it because the guy has a place for Shabbos. Great. That is something that is almost impossible for a normal person to deher. Mimon Efshach. If I don't want guests, I don't want guests. So then I'm all happy that someone else took him, and that's that. The Teretz is talking about a guest that I really want, either because I'm a big Bal Chesed, I see myself as a big Matos Erech, I like that person in particular, whatever it is of the reasons a person may want it. But then at the end of it, I say to myself, so now, where am I? If this is what I wanted to do, it's not a pshat. If I was mevat myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and I said, I'm giving my money for tzedakah so that I have great mitzvahs and I'm a shalom and I'm a chesed, this and that, fine, I guess that. But here the pshat is someone else did it. I mean, there's a choice of, two people can open up a yeshiva to serve a certain city. I dreamt of doing it, you know, for Kvayde Yisparach and so on and so forth, and I declared that my accomplishment will be to be married for Shemayim. And someone else did it instead of me. The hargasha that, great, the world now has a tikkun in the sense that it has a yeshiva, and that's almost impossible for a bas of adam to think of it, because we inherit as bas of adam. Bas of adam is, so where am I in the picture? I mean, you know, he's got that. So on aniva. That's really the hardship. In Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, the hardship is, you know, Rachel gave away the simanim to Leah. So Leah now, so fine. So now Klai Yisrael has a place where to come from, and everything's good. So where's Rachel come in? It's a very, very hard to have, because, you know, to say that, well, everybody's taken care of, so what's the point? You know, so what's the problem? That doesn't exist, really. I mean, a person doesn't think like that. It's not something a person can easily deher, in the sense that my etzem mitzias is deherring myself as a self. So with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I can play games. I can say me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one and the same, and that's that. Fine. But here I can't play that game anymore, and now I have a real problem. So that's why. In this Indian over here, it's something that is not shaykh to Olam Hazeh. It's be'etzim, and it's a dag of a person that's misalot himself in terms of, at the end of the day, be'etzim, all that's real is the mitzvah in its entirety, and it's a deher that is something beyond. That's why it's also called kaddish, in your Kaddish Lakav, the morale always says that Kadosh is something which is the Maila Min Ateva, so to speak, is the Maila from the world around. And that's why a person has that teher. It's something which is Pashit, not of this world. And it's a very, very tough teher. And it's something that is, Kaddish is always something which is Nivdol. It's something which is not shaykh to the world around. And that's its mitzvah.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Sorry. I don't fully understand. I understand that it's very difficult, but I don't understand the nakuda at the end. Is the pshat that this is the highest, this is this madrega, that it's like a not shaykh to a person himself, and that's like another madrega which you don't really have a shaykh to? Or are we saying that because the mitzvah bechlolos is echot, so therefore the person himself does come in again?
Again, I'm not quite sure. What are you asking?
This thing that a person has to be able, like the Chazanish, this other person invited this
right.
person for Shabbos and finding good. So what is the person saying to himself there? Is he saying to himself, without that this Oirech has somewhere to go, so the Ba'ifan Kloli, the Oirech is sorted out, and I mean, where Taka does this Machnis Oirech see himself? With what is he Taka happy?
Well, at the end of the day, he is saying to himself, really, all that counts is the world, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the world, and that's taken care of. I don't know, it's a type of the hair that is a bus of a dumb. I mean, I find it hard. It's a histaklus that at the end of the day, this is the mitzvah of the world, and that's that. If a person looks at it with a kind of bird's eye view, mitzad, Mitzias HaKlolius, if that's his, the hair attacker, so then there's, then it's good. In other words, that's the Mitzias, that's the world, Zakol. I don't know of any other way. It's a Tfisa that is close to the Tfisa of Hashem Echad. If at the end of the day, the real M is there is no me, there is no him, there is no other, despite the fact that I feel this way, there's only good and bad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then a person has a different cook on it. I'll be honest with you, I have a hard time with it, but for the same reason I have a hard time envisioning the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish is talking about Midas, and he says that's the way he would feel. If he saw the person being taken care of, that's the way he would feel. We don't have such a hasaga. I mean, that hasaga is from a person whose perspective is, I don't know how to say the word, molded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perspective. Mm-hmm. In other words, he dehers things the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu dehers it. That there's a bria, and it's all bits and pieces of a huge puzzle, and that's the only thing that really means anything to this world. Everything else is meaningless. Whether I did it or he did it or somebody else. I mean, I had a glimpse of that. My Rebbe, Reb Nachum Zochayim Vracha, was he was an extraordinary natural Balmidas. I mean, it was he had a certain tyrus and nefesh that was incredible, and it expressed itself. I mean, he was sick, getting sicker. And the only thing he had in his life was Yeshurim. I mean, he had Yeshurim. That was his. A certain person who was not such an inch demali, he had a yeshiva in Yerushalayim, came to the beginning of his man and asked him to borrow the tapes. So he said, okay, we could become Gadol, why not? Then at the end of the Zman, he came back to borrow the next set of tapes, the next Shurim. Reb Nochum's son found out that this person very freely borrowed Reb Nochum's Shurim and somehow forgot to attribute where he got it from. So Reb Nochum's son was very unhappy with the arrangement, and he couldn't find the tapes. And then when he left, he told his father, you know, he's taking your Shurim and he's saying them as his Sheklolis, and he's not attributing to you. Malcolm said, really? He's saying my Sheikh Lolis? So he said, yeah. So he said, fantastic. He says, now I don't know Pshat. Don't know how to learn the Sugi the way they should know it. The idea that there's nothing in his name meant Zilch. I mean, Malcolm would declare day in, day out, my Torah is not mine. It belongs to everybody. If it's Emes, the Emes belongs. If Emes is Emes, it has no, the name means know, it's a certain, it's an Hashama that could cook on things. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, you know, it's almost like a parent and a child. It's not something that we can, like you're saying, it's not a dagger that has any shaykhs without mitzvahs. Well, the fee madrega zois, so she has nasa beredifa. And that's why it has to be done beredifa. Bully a nasek she, mishia vikuzman. Kichen kol advarm fi ilu madregosim en roish nasa bizman, kwa shomu chasal shmatzim sa matzois, bo mitzvah yot chatak mitzena, al tikra matzah sa la mitzvahs, ke mitzvahs ein form aloi kim. Lachen lo yunasim vishihio vikuv zman. So he says this is the theme of his in Gvuris, that he says constantly, that Zman is the measurement, Zman is Shayach Dafka in this world. And these are Inyanim that have no Shayach with this world. The Mela Zman cannot be the Oifin in which it is given over. It can't be Zmandic. Let's explain this a little bit also, because how it's nagia to this Indian. I think it's a very important piece. There are certain things that are difficult to understand. Lamashal, you have a complicated math problem. So the word complicated in a normal math problem is complicated means there are many steps. That's the word complicated as when one speaks about in math. So what do I do? A good educator will break it up into many, many steps. And he will go slowly and chaz over each step 100 times and so until the guy gets the whole piece. That is the normal mahalach of step by step by step. That means that the umpteenth step that I'm headed for is not much more, it's of the same material as the first step, it's just many steps. For instance, sometimes a shtickle Torah or a chiddush is that type. You know, Rabbi Yechon Shlokesh are arguing here. If Rav Apasnak Rabbi Yechon is here, he can't hold like it over there. The only thing over there is like a sector thing. I can pile up piece after piece after piece. It's difficult, not because it's of a different. It's not because it's of a different level of avana. It's just complicated. So you can teach a kid, a young kid, a pilpul like that, and it's not a problem. You might have to chazer it 101 times with him, but when he's chazered it and he has all the steps down fluently, it's not a problem. Kids will memorize the most complicated songs, you know, those crazy kid songs that they're just a lot of jumbled words. It takes repetition. Repetition will do it. Reb Chaim's a svara. I mean, you can repeat it to a kid, and a kid can probably learn how to repeat it back, which most of them do. He doesn't have the habana until his mind doesn't change, until he becomes mature. Maturity of a mind allows him to understand it. It's because the problem wasn't that there was lacking any steps. It wasn't more complicated. It was a different type of Havana and Tfisa. That's really the issue. So now when I come along and I'm teaching the kid this, I need that the kid should have, it's not going to help many steps. Zman is steps. Zman is process. So any time we are missing process, to build a complicated building, to build a difficult building requires more time. So it takes me a day to lay X amount of bricks, but 10 times takes me 10 days, and 100 is 100 days. Fine. But let's say I can lay 100 bricks in a day. How long will it take me to think up of a new idea to design a new building? A million, I don't know. One has no chance of the other. You cannot translate time into time into creativity. Creativity means making a leap. An architect who works on the details of a drawing needs to spend time. How many square feet? How much units of heating does it need? Where does the heating have to be placed? Those are all clearly formulas and so on. anything that's within the world of Zman means it is of the nature of the world, and it's a question of complexity. Anything which Zman is not going to, anything which is not of this world, Zman is not going to do the tricks. You either chop it or you don't chop it. Redifa Shalom, and it's, so that's why he said, by Gulos Mitzrayim, like he said, let's finish this in the Nakud at least. He says, their leaving Mitzrayim was completely nisius. It wasn't a process. It wasn't evolutionary. It was revolutionary. And b'meile, it takes time. It doesn't take any time. It's instant. Shein b'shias makal. K'mo shirachum b'zeh b'mekoymei. V'zeh tam v'atzmei she'osur l'hach mitzah mitzvah. So mitzvah, so to do it over time is lacking it. Shalom is not going to come about through a process of, you know, if you give him now, he'll give you later, and if you take now, he won't give you later. Ma? And so on, if somebody is the approach to Shalom doesn't lie within this man. In other words, no matter how much you're going to explain to somebody and explain to him it's at this world, it's at this, it's at that, it's not going to help. The only time it'll work is if you have to make a sort of a leap to it. You have to deher it as something that's me alasman. That's the only way it can possibly work. So he says, at shalom asman agami. Lahavin, shalom. And this is the side of shalom, that it's something which is not the chlal within the bria. It's above. So basically, that's his Nakuda and Rode of Shalom. That Shalom is a Midah that doesn't come from within the world. It comes from the fact that Akash Baruch was a Nivdol. It comes from a Metzias outside of this world. And that's the only place you can find it. And Bimela, you can only be Rode of Shalom. In other words, you have to sort of make a leap of faith. You can't reason out why is it good to be Shalom and so on and so forth. You've got to fly with it, kind of, in a sense. That's basically what he's saying. Any Silas?
Just one thing over here.
Yeah.
If two people are having a machlekes and they decide to make shalom, and they decide to do so because, you know, it's just not good to fight and whatever, and they make... I'm saying that we're not discussing that bechina of shalom over here. I mean,
right, exactly. There is a bechina of shalom that you can translate into Garden of Chesed. Listen, it's very powerful to fight. It creates
practical.
A lot of will. You don't like it. He doesn't like it. It's better to be mispasha. That is of this world, right? That exactly. That's not really shalom in the sense that he means it. You know, correct. That is a correct.
So we're discussing when a person makes shalom solely because he's makir. It's, you know, leman Hashem.
That's right. That if all the if the world is echad, all the pieces have to fit in, and that's all there is. That's a very, very.
I'm saying, but wouldn't you find that, you know, let's say if a person decides to be merachim on an ani, also solely, like, mehechates, I should give my money away to an ani, but I'm going to do it because, I'm saying, is this now something which is miyuchet to shalom? I mean, there's many things which a person does out of practicality, but we're saying this nekud of shalom is when a person does it for some hechra kavan and he realizes that there's someone above him. Yeah, but once we say that, so then why is that miyuchad to Shalom as opposed to Chesed or Rachamim and.
I guess on the practical level, Shalom is, you know, he includes all the kudus, but the hang it mitzad the etzem it is. And let's call it an imitation of Shalom, it's a kilu Shalom. I mean, he's talking from the purity of it, where Shalom is midas HaShakadosh Baruch Hu and so on. Everything else would go into Vafrecha Kamocha. In other words, there is a mitzvah Vafrecha Kamocha, which the Ramban says in its atzmius is impossible to understand. But mitzvah Dan Hagen, the Ramban gives us a call. The Ramban says, the midas HaPshat, my son-in-law Lesavet Lechavrach, it's easier to understand the negative than the positive. If somebody else is going to lose out and it's going to hurt him and he's going to be very, very sad, I can picture that on myself and awaken Rachmin. So in a certain sense, Vafrecha Kamocha couldn't tell a ger because it's impossible. It's like, you know, that's the end of Torah, is Vafrecha Kamocha, that to understand that there is no chiluk, that requires a cook that's very different. But as my son of Samachavdach, listen, you know how much it hurts to face this, that, or the other thing. It hurts the other person as well. That's a very different type of the hair.
Mm-hmm. Understand.
Okay.
Shukar.
Say the call to Shabbat.
Shabbat.
Bye.